Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
And I'm Ernie.
Now, you got three generations here working again on the solar trailer. I'm so excited. You remember the last episode, we got you to this point where we didn't really get any electricity coming out of the wall yet. And we thought, well, we need to show you how to do that part, right? So this is the Renogy Rego system. It's really easy plug and play kind of system. But when you get to the end of it, when you plugged all that stuff together, you got to get to this part of it, which looks kind of scary. If this is scary to you, you don't have to do it. You can hire a licensed electrician. But if you want to see how it's done, or maybe you want to try it yourself, again, disclaimer, don't try this at home if you don't know what you're doing and follow local codes. But we're going to show you today how to take the Rego system and hook it up to your trailer wall. Now, this is not pretty. This is not how we actually would do it. We just did this for kind of quick sake, but we wanted to show you how we're going to go from the inverter to a sub panel. So I brought in the big guns today to show us how to do that. All right, what do we do next, guys?
Last time we did the MPPT solar controller, which is how we connected up the solar panels to the system through the MPPT charge controller, which charges the battery of the system. Now we're going to be taking power out of the battery. It's going to go to what's called an inverter, which it, you know, does exactly what it says. It just turns the electricity upside down. No, I'm just kidding. What it's going to do is it's going to convert the 12 volt DC current that we get from the battery and convert it into 120 volts AC that you would find in your normal house outlet if you live here in North America.
So we can kind of pretend that it's a nighttime if we want, right? The solar panels, we took them in, but if even if they were on the roof, they would have stored the energy all day in that battery.
Yep.
And we would still be able to do stuff in the RV.
Yes. And so the great part about the Rego system is that it is so plug and play. Everything is handled with nice big Anderson connectors that all go into one junction box. The problem is, since you're going to need to plug normal stuff in, household appliance kind of stuff, you need household electricity. And that's where it goes from the Rego system to the 1920s and 30s system of electricity that we have in North America.
And the thing is, they couldn't have done this for you because every RV is going to be different. You're going to want to wire it differently. So today we're going to show you how to do just the simple sub panel to an electrical outlet so we can plug in like a light bulb or something like that and show you how it's done. All right, so we've got the battery down there. It's full of juice. We got this inverter. What else do we need to do and how do we get it to the wall?
All right, so first of all, you need to get the 12 volts of DC current to the inverter itself. And the Rego system has provided this extraordinarily chonky cable. This is really thick because it's running 12 volts, and that means that the amperage needs to be very high. And so you may notice that the other wires that we're going to be dealing with today, while they are 10 gauge, they don't necessarily need to be as thick because the voltage will be higher and the amperage will be lower, such is the magic of V equals IR. So the nice part is connecting this inverter to the battery is as simple as connecting the battery to the connector box and then connecting the connector box to your inverter, just like that, using the Anderson connector. We're gonna hold off on that because we need to do the wiring to the sub panel and then the sub panel to the outlet.
All right, so Ernie, walk us through, what are we doing here? What's this part?
This is the output, alternating current output to the sub panel that will then go to the outlet in the wall.
Okay.
And there are three wires. One is ground. This is the ground wire. Okay. And the ground is, it's the absolute sort of base of everything. It's even including the metal of the trailer.
Okay.
So this is our ground.
Okay.
It's green. Now, one of the terminals is called line, and the line will be the hot And in this case, because of the cable we're using, that would be the red.
Okay. And what are you doing here? Why don't you have to use screws or anything? Why are you able
They've provided this really handy friction connector. So you stick the wire in and then pull this down, and snap it into place.
Oh, nice. So it's easy to do and undo.
Right. And then the last terminal is called neutral, N. And in our case, the neutral will be the black wire.
Normally, this would be white?
Often, it would be black would be the line and white would be the neutral. In our case, red is the line and black is the neutral. That seems to be good.
Okay. And one thing to point out is remember to run your wires through this first because you can't do it later. And that way, this will all go together.
So the other interesting thing about this inverter is it not only does power from the battery to an output, it can also take shore power.
What's shore power?
Plugging into like somebody's house.
Okay.
You can charge the battery using the same inverter. It just does it backwards, basically.
Oh, so you could show up at grandma's house and plug in during the night to charge up your system.
Exactly. So you could have an extension cord, and when you do have shore power, you could have it hooked up. And it's the same connections right here, neutral, line, and ground, except that this time it would be for input. And basically, you would wire up that to a plug, which then you would plug into something, and it would be how you would charge the battery system. Now, the Rego system, there's three different ways to charge the battery. One is from the solar, obviously. The other one is from onshore power, like we just talked about. And the other system, which I don't think we're going to cover today, is going to be a 12 volt in that could come from basically the alternator of your gas powered RV,
right,
or energy in from, say, like a wind turbine or something, if it was at 12 volts.
Any 12 volt source. Right.
Right. But I think between solar and onshore power, that's going to be a really big deal. The 12 volt system would be good for an RV, but here we are in a trailer that's going to be pulled by an electric truck. So I don't think we're going to be worried too much about that.
Now, while you're screwing this in, I wanted to ask breakers. I know in my home system, a lot of times if you do something dumb, the breaker blows.
Yes.
Are we relying on the breaker in the sub panel? Is there any other breakers in the system?
Yeah, so we are going to have breakers in the sub panel. And that is going to act like a breaker in your house. If you do something dumb or if you pull too much load, the breaker should break here. Now, normally in a main panel of your house, you'd have a main breaker, which could trip if something was going very, very wrong. So in this case, we have breakers right on the inverter here.
And what is that breaker rated at? Do you know? Is it 30 amp?
30 amp, yeah.
Oh, and so that's why we're running 10 gauge wire.
Yeah. You have charger input protect and then output protect. So two separate breakers for both of the functions that this inverter can do.
Okay. So we've got the wiring hook up to the sub panel. What's the next step?
The next step would be to get the breakers hooked up in the sub panel and then coming out to our outlet.
And so that's our outlet there for now.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right.
We have to route this wire. This would be the ground.
Okay.
And the neutral. So let's keep this at the ground. Okay. We decided that black would be neutral. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's the neutral.
That's the neutral.
This is the ground.
Okay. And that's going to go into the ground lug of the panel.
Right. And then this is the hot.
Okay.
Which is going to be long enough. Pull a little through if we need to.
Probably.
Okay, so that's wired up. This is a 15 amp breaker.
Okay.
And because this is not a 220 system, but a 110, only half of the breaker will be working. Half of the breakers will be working.
Oh, because there's nothing connected to this bus bar.
We could connect these two together, which mm-hmm. we would do normally, but we don't need to, because we're just doing a demonstration.
Today. Okay.
So theoretically.
But if you wanted more circuits, you'd basically.
Right, we could get six circuits from this.
I see.
Even at a 110 system.
Because normally there'd be two lines in a circuit breaker, like in your house,
right,
because you get two opposite phased 120s.
Right.
But in this case, you're getting one phase from the inverter. Okay. Okay, so we're going to the ground lug of our box. It'd be good if I loosened it the right direction. Okay. And that's going to feed directly to our neutral.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm going to tie the ground and the neutral together. That has to happen at the beginning of the system. Well, normally this would be a 10 gauge, or actually a 12 would suffice, but one size smaller. But today for demonstration, we're using a 14. So this is pretty much set up.
Okay.
And now we have to connect something to the breaker that will demonstrate that it's working.
Okay, so you've wired up to the sub panel. Now you're going from the breaker to an outlet.
Yes. If you follow the path of electricity, let's assume that the Anderson connector was plugged into the connector box. That brings the DC power to the inverter. Assuming the inverter was on, the inverter would be bringing 120 volts AC into the sub panel, and then it would go to this breaker. Then we're going to wire from the breaker to our outlet box here, which we have the outlet for. And we even have the outlet cover because we're very fancy. And then we're going to plug in something to show that it works.
There you go. And once it goes through, it's really hard to back it out, if not impossible. There.
Okay.
So we have a copper color, brass and chrome.
Okay.
The brass would be the hot.
Okay.
Which now, because we're back to conventional wiring,
will be hot.
Would be the black.
Okay.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So now we're stripping the wires on the end of here. Now we're going to need to wire them to the breaker.
We're taking the white, which is the neutral.
And we're putting it on the neutral bar.
I'm putting it on the neutral bar. There's plenty of spaces, of course.
And so when you're picking the sub panel for your project, you'd want to think about how many circuits you have, you know, all the things you want to power. And you probably want to stick to as small as possible for size, but maybe leave yourself a little bit of room to grow in case you add something later.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to keep in mind that this inverter is only capable of doing 3,000 watts at a time. So that's should be around 20 amps of AC, you know, house current. So you're not really going to be able to run like a big space heater and also a computer and also a fan and also a cooktop all at the same time. Now, the breakers will take care of that. If you have too many circuits, they'll blow, or the main breaker will blow. But that's just something to keep in mind is you do, if you're putting this in an RV, say, you'd want to size the panel to be helpful without being too much of an energy hog. So normally when you're in a circuit box in a panel like this, you don't have the luxury of touching everything.
Things might be alive, depending on whether you can kill the entire house. It's always a good idea to shut it all off if you can.
And the cool part about breakers is that they just clip on like that.
Right. And this one, of course, is one of the live circuits because it's connected to the lug that we hooked up.
I see.
Okay, so we can put the cover on.
Clip for now. Okay, so now we have the cover on.
And the breaker's off, so we can start hooking up the rest of the system.
So I think all we're going to need to do is hook up the Anderson connector and turn on the battery.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Let's make sure everything's sort of off.
Yep.
Plug it all together and then come down the line turning things on and see what happens.
So now we're going to use this nice Anderson connector with these big honking cables. I'm going to hook it into the connector box. Takes a little bit of force, but not too crazy. So then that goes to the inverter. The inverter goes to the sub panel. And the sub panel goes to the outlet, and the outlet goes to the light. So if everything works, I'm going to turn the battery on here. Yep, starting. It has a little boot up sequence. Then it tells you your battery level, and we're at 25 to 50%. It's managed excellently, by the way. We had some days where it got down to -9 degrees Fahrenheit. And it was just sitting out here getting cold. I don't even think it's fully warmed up from then. So pretty amazing that it even turns on. So next we're gonna wanna turn on the inverter. It has a little toggle switch right here. The light's turned on, so that's a good sign. That beeping doesn't sound too good. And now it's giving us an output of 119 volts. We're not getting any input voltage. That would have been from the house, and that's because we don't have anything hooked up to it. So in theory, we should be able to turn on this breaker. And then I should be able to turn on our lamp. Moment of truth. Hey. So it's working. And this is really, really cool because this doesn't have to just be a lamp. We could be pulling quite a bit more current. It could be going up to something like a space heater. In fact, we have a space heater. Should we try it?
Sure.
All right. Because, you know, a lamp with an LED light in it isn't much of a load. I'm going to start it in off position. You're going to plug it in just like it's a normal everyday appliance in your house, even though right now this trailer is not attached to any shore power at all. All right. So it's still giving us that. I'm going to turn it on to low. That should be 500 watts. The light has turned on. It's going to be a while till this fully heats up.
Does it tell you what it's drawing?
It's still holding at 119 volts. Should I try these
the
buttons?
The light didn't dim. Turn it up to high. Let's see. Right. I mean, theoretically, it's...
So now that's medium. That's around 1,000 watts. Now you can hear the fan clicked on when I switched it into high, which is drawing about 1,500 watts. That's about half the power that this can put out.
All right. And in general, you probably wouldn't be drawing more than that. I mean, in general, maybe occasionally, but...
So, I mean, this is amazing. We were running lights and heat off of a battery pack that size that has been sitting in the freezing, frigid cold for weeks now. It hadn't lost any power, which I'm very impressed with. And it's all running through this inverter, which is able to put out enough power to power this, probably another one of these at max draw. I'm really impressed. And the whole system is really, really plug and play. Again, the most complicated part, sadly enough, is the normal electricity stuff that you normally have to pay an electrician for in your house. Everything else is more plug and play than that. And I think that that's really awesome.
Is the heater warm?
Yeah. Oh, I can start. Wow. Wow. Start to feel it right in the center.
Yep.
Woo. I just pulled up the Renergy app here on the phone, and it's nice because it gives you a more accurate percentage of your battery. We're at 34% and dropping. It's currently pulling 147 amps at 12 volts. So these cables that you see right here have 140 amps going through them.
See if they're warming up.
Which is pretty amazing. Nice and cold because they're well-sized for this application. I'm really impressed. It's so nice to be able to see this. The average temperature of the battery is 36 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's working in really, really poor conditions. You can imagine if we left the space heater on for a while and it was allowed to heat up, it would be doing even better. But I mean, I'm really, really impressed that it's doing such a good job at keeping everything on. This is really exciting. Again, you could add some more circuits to this. You could wire up in your trailer or RV a whole system just like your house and be running regular appliances off of that while being completely off-grid. And I think that is really cool. The other cool part about this inverter is that not only can you get power from the battery, you can actually charge the battery using the inverter. So coming out of this gland here, you could basically wire in another three wire system, which would go to a regular wall outlet, and you could plug in your trailer or RV just like it was a laptop into your house. And so basically, instead of it inverting power from the 12 volts to the 120 and taking the 120 and putting it into the inverter, it would take the onshore power from wherever you had plugged in and to run everything inside the house or inside the trailer or RV. But then as soon as you unplugged it, it would switch back to inverting it out from the battery.
So everything would run through your panel, which is much more convenient than trying to unplug everything and plug it into an extension cord you brought in from the house.
Yeah.
So that's actually a nice feature.
So I am really impressed with the Rego system. It is such a nice plug and play system for a small trailer or RV. If you're interested in getting one for yourself, you can use our affiliate code down below. Thank you so much for watching. Now you know.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.